Hey, welcome back to Techish. This is Ryan, producer of Techish here. We have a different kind of episode for you today. Abadesi and Michael tried out Twitter's new and improved live broadcast feature to record this special episode of Techish. Because of that, the audio isn't the greatest, but you still get your Techish goodness. Remember to join in on the conversation with hashtag Techish.
It's me, Abadesi, one half of Techish, and I'm just here doing a little experiment with Michael, my co-host. We thought it'd be fun to use Twitter's new live feature, new and improved, and just have a little chat for our Techish community. So yeah, thanks to everyone who's joining. It could be fun when you join to just like say where you are, because that'll be cool. Okay, Michael is here. So Michael, how do I actually add you to this conversation? Here we go. What up?
Yo, we in the building.
I keep thinking this is going to be like on House Party app, which I've been using a lot recently, where like as soon as someone joins the call, like the screen divides and their face joins in.
Yeah, I think it would be, they need to look in the UI. It would be a lot better. That's how Instagram Live works, right? You can see my face.
Exactly. Like, I mean, now I'm just looking at your profile photo, which I've seen before. That's not as exciting. I was saying that the purpose of today was to just do a little mini impromptu Techish chat. And, you know, in light of everything that's happening with the pandemic, you know, global crisis, some of the most challenging times we've ever been in, a lot of our community are probably worried about their job security. A lot of startups, you know, they're having term sheets pulled out of their hands.
Yeah.
Promises of funding being withdrawn and rescinded. So let me let you start off, Mike. What kind of tips can you give to folks who are still in their early months of a new startup job and wondering whether or not their jobs might be on the line?
That's a very specific scenario. So somebody I'm close to had a job offer that was given to them. They quit their job. And then obviously this whole situation has gone down. And then they're absolutely terrified, thinking, oh my Lord, is my job disappearing? Is my new job gone, right? So they spoke to the recruiter, and obviously, thank the Lord, everything worked out. They still had the job on the line. But you know what? Theoretically speaking, it could have happened where they were like, listen, we're scaling back. I work and build a recruitment platform, Pocket Jobs, quick plug. And I've had companies reaching out saying, listen, we are scaling back hiring right now. Can we pull down our jobs? Like, we're kind of terrified. No one knows what's really going on. So if you are in a job and you've just joined a startup, I think, to be honest, you are probably... there are people obviously in worse situations. You're still one of the lucky ones in the sense that you still have some gainful employment. But I would be worried if I'm in a startup that's not profitable, that maybe was in a growth mode and wasn't necessarily concerned about having cash on reserves and was just hiring. Now it might be rocky waters. It's been a while since I've worked. I've been my own boss for quite some time. So it's been a while since I've worked and had to kind of worked within a startup and had to kind of like speak to people higher ups and say what's going on. But now might be the time to be like, what is the prognosis with this company? Like are we cutting back? Is my job secure? You've got to be frank and open and honest right now.
Yes.
I don't know.
I think that's really great advice. I think for most of us, we work in startups. We probably all get to go to all hands meetings. We probably have access to dashboards and analytics. Most of the time, I'm speaking from my own experience, you know, most of the time when I've been in companies, I've only looked at the metrics that related to my role,
job,
my right, team, my KPIs, right? But in times of uncertainty, now is like really the time to start looking at the whole picture. And you should have an indication of what the runway is of your company, like at your current burn rate, with how much money you've got in the bank or how much revenue is coming in. Are you sustainable? Do you have 6 months left to operate, 12 months, 18 months? I think the really, really hard thing, as someone that has been in a startup that was trying to raise, and then ended up laying off lots of people a few years ago, no one will really tell you if things are bad.
Got you.
And, you know, even when I worked at Groupon, you know, after the IPO and then after a few months, then the stock price started tanking. We also had to tighten ship a bit, and that meant laying people off. And once the rumors started in the press, a lot of people on my team were like, oh my gosh, are there going to be layoffs in our department? And I was like, no, of course not. But I knew that there were going to be. But I was explicitly told that I couldn't tell anyone because then people would panic and then people would quit, and they didn't want the good people quitting. They want the good people to stay, and they want the weak people to get managed out. And, you know, I'm just trying to be transparent. I'm just trying to be honest. So I would say, you know, all of the advice that you shared is right. Like, just have the conversations, get the numbers, get the data, and think about that. Mike, let's switch gears. You've been an entrepreneur for a while now. How is this pandemic changing your approach to your business?
So just quickly on what you just mentioned, apparently Groupon stock price now is completely tanked. I looked at it and it went from like at its peak $34 down to like not point something right now. You would think as that kind of company would thrive in this kind of situation, but apparently not. I think it's been so poorly mismanaged. I don't know what the hell's going on. But yeah, sorry, as an entrepreneur, listen, it's gone from a year of growth to survival time, year of survival. I've been on a few Google Hangouts with a couple other entrepreneurs that are not even in the same industry. Just anybody who's out there doing their thing, that's hustling by themselves. And we've just been like, yo, this is the year to survive. This is the year where, to a certain extent, the strategy that you implemented before is what's going to impact your current roadmap. So what do I mean by that? I have been very lean during these last few years. I haven't hired that many people, and I've kept cash on reserves because I was afraid this was going to happen. Not this exact situation, not this virus, but I knew there was a recession coming, and I knew that the good times couldn't sort of last. But I mean, if you just started now, and if you haven't done that, what advice do I give? Assume that 50% of revenue is gone, at least.
Wow.
Yeah. Unless you're in a vertical that is like specifically targeting, and is specifically benefiting from this kind of situation where everyone's at home. I don't know. There's a few brands that are, but most of us are not. Assume revenue's down 50%. Talk to your current customers. What are they thinking? What are they saying? If you want to know whether you're in a situation where your company will struggle, you'll see how quickly those emails will get back to you. If you're in a brand, if you're working on a company that's a non-essential product, it's gonna be a while for people to get back to you, and they're gonna come back to you a couple days later and be like, yeah, you know what? To be fair, things are a bit mad here. We're reassessing things. We're slowing down.
I was saying that just to recap, because I see a couple of people just joined in the last few minutes. If you're a super early stage founder, entrepreneur, and the pandemic has hit, just kind of recapping what you said, assume 50% of the revenue projected is gone off the table. Work in that mindset. And then also speak to your customers. Don't start reaching out to people now, customers and clients now.
Yes.
And what kind of questions should they be asking?
So that's a very good question. I think it's very specific to your industry, but you got to ask how things are going, you know, and it depends. I mean, to be honest, you'll know if you're doing a SaaS tool, for example, you'll see in the data, you'll see a decline. You know, you mentioned graphs earlier on today, or analytics, it's going to be down to the right, and it's going to be a whole bunch of red. Like, I looked at my Stripe and I was like, oh, I'm seeing a lot of red now. Month on month, and that's why you've got to talk to people, find out what they're thinking. The questions that I asked were, oh, listen, I know that you, because we sell annual packages for our platform. So I'm just reaching out to people who are about to churn theoretically within 2 to 3 months.
Yeah.
What are your thoughts? Are you still hiring? Are you still ramping up? For example, things like that. Apart from assuming revenue down by 50%, the other thing you have to also do is get lean today. This is part of the reason why economic downturns are so bad, is because everybody's cutting. So if you're cutting, if Abadesi's company is cutting, you might be cutting my income. If I'm cutting, I might be cutting your income. But that's how it is. It's all about survival. Yeah. And it's dog eat dog out here right now, unfortunately. I wish it wasn't the case.
Absolutely. A lot of us, let's be honest, a lot of us are spending money on things we don't need.
Absolutely.
I mean, take some time to review your software subscriptions about now. I don't even mean this as an entrepreneur. I mean, just even as an individual. Because we are renewing stuff on auto-renew that we are not using. And every penny counts.
Yeah, absolutely. Like, I look for all the SaaS tools that I'm using. And I'm like, this can go, that can go. Mm. This is non-essential. And that has to be done. Absolute necessity. Now, okay, so that's kind of crisis mode. How do we, as small business owners, entrepreneurs, come out of this stronger? Okay, how do we do that? And that's what I've been thinking. I've been brainstorming all weekend.
How do we learn from this, turn this into an opportunity to grow?
I think the learning isn't necessarily the most important thing. You will, once this calms down, you will know what to do and how to set up your company in a way where you're not as easily caught unawares. But the one thing I'm doing is looking at, you know, me and you, we always do our our graphs where we've got your tasks, which are the non-urgent and important, the important, the urgent. Do you know what I mean? That matrix.
Eisenhower matrix, baby.
The Eisenhower matrix. There we go. Oh, yeah. I'm now looking at my non-urgent important stuff. Stuff that was on the back burner because we didn't have the time to do it because, you know, sales were coming in. We had to manage customers, right? And to me, there's a whole bunch of features and feature sets that I want to get on and build now so that when everything gets back to normal,
right,
we're stronger than ever, right? As the best example I saw someone give is like, let's say you've got a physical business, a coffee shop, whatever, right? Maybe now's time for a deep clean. Maybe now's the time to kind of, you know, yeah.
I like that.
Whatever the equivalent is for your company, whether that's a feature, whether that's new products, whether that's, you know, merch, whatever that may be, now's the time because you're going to have some time on your hand.
That's so clever. So makers, founders, even people, professionals, what have you been punting? What is that thing that you really want to do? You know it will add value, but it just takes a bit more work. And it's, you know, it's not that instant gratification that we get from like clearing our inbox or whatever. Like what is that activity, that task? And as Michael said, how can you attack it now?
And then one other example of it is also, how can you pivot? So for example, we just launched a brand new page that's only dedicated to remote work. There's a lot of people now that are looking for jobs. Obviously now is not the time to be going for job interviews and whatnot.
Of course.
So maybe remote work, there's much more emphasis now on remote work. So I've just created a page where it's all other remote jobs kind of just scraped and put into one place. And it's getting massive traction. So many people are reaching out to me saying, oh my God, this is so like, you know, necessary right now. I'm looking at this. I needed this right now. And this was a bit of luck in my half. It was just a gut instinct that I thought maybe this is what's going to be necessary. So I built it in a day and got it out there. But you've got to test and experiment. How can you pivot to the kind of new behaviors that people are going to be showing? Everyone's at home now. Are there products that you can build for people that are at home? Are there, you know, digital conferences that you can contribute to get your brand out there? But I've rambled on for a while. Abba, like, you're a business owner. You're also somebody who works, you know, you're a tech executive.
Yes,
I am. Give me the lay of the land. Like, what's Ooh, going on in your mind?
Lotta. It's been a roller coaster. It's been quite a ride. I think the challenge for all of us is that we are navigating it on two levels. We're navigating it as individuals with loved ones, family, relationships, whatever. And then we're also like navigating it in terms of our professional life. And as someone that is like a full-time tech professional that also has a side hustle, it's been a lot. I'm not going to lie. So, you know, from the maker's perspective, as a business owner, Hustle Crew is all about talks and training. So soon as the news started spreading about best practices for staying indoors, avoiding groups, you know, I just saw cancellation after cancellation after cancellation. So initially, I definitely panicked. I'm not going to lie. The first thing was a panic. But after that, I just, similar to what you said, I just got on the phone with some of my most like long-term regular clients and spoke to them about how things are changing for them, if at all. And I think what was really fortunate for me is that a lot of the people I'm working with are in charge of learning and development in their teams, employee engagement. And if anything, they actually have to prioritize that more now than ever, just because so many folks are now working from home all the time when they didn't used to be. Teams aren't getting as much FaceTime together as they would normally. So a lot of my like main contacts have actually been saying like, you know, we actually want to like invest in more training or like workshops and opportunities for them to come together. Amazing. So now, I've kind of tried to turn it into something really positive and fun, and thinking about what would Hustle Crew look like if it was like virtual first. So my response to this from a founder perspective is that I've been trying to think about what the solutions and services we offer would look like, you know, assuming that pandemic life was status quo life. And that's been really fun because it's just meant that I've been looking at tools that we can use to offer our services virtually and keep people engaged. You know, it's a bit more work because you're just adapting. You're changing the format. You're trying to deliver the same value without that in real life connection, which is really, really hard. But I just see it as a challenge and I'm quite excited by it.
That was that for this week's Techish. Join in on the conversation using hashtag Techish. Remember, you can support the podcast on Patreon. That's patreon.com/techish. Peace.